you'll get to meet the three of the 12 coming up a little bit later. We have Zoe Sorrell on flute and Will Teagarden on cello. And first, we'll take a listen to these two members of Nat 28. There, you've got two members of Nat 28, Zoe Sorrell playing flute and I shall say singing as well, and also Will Teagarden playing cello. And John Patrick Besengrand is here, and I want to turn to you first, John Patrick. Is that your composition?
Yes. No. This is not my piece, unfortunately. Okay. It's a beautiful piece by Reza Valli.
Okay. It was absolutely beautiful. I don't think I've ever heard flute play, well, either instrument played exactly the way they were played. Tell me about your playing of the flute a little bit, Zoe, the sort of scatting or singing as you were playing. Is that something that is very commonly done? I don't recall ever seeing anybody do that.
So what's really exciting and wonderful about a lot of new music is that people are really exploring the capabilities of instruments that have been played for hundreds and thousands of years. And so new composers are really experimenting with how to use the voice while playing flute. So you heard in that first movement that we played, I was singing at the same time as playing the flute. And in the second movement, I was kind of just blowing air across the flute instead of into the flute. So you get this ch-ch-ch sound, which is really exciting. And it's really great. It sort of harkens back to a lot of world music and ethnic music and those types of sounds.
Yeah, jazz as well,
yes.
Where something, in fact, I thought about it this morning, but I didn't say it. But I was listening. There was a fiddle. This was actually more old-time fiddle. But you could hear the fiddle player sort of grunting and emoting as he played. And in the jazz hitting of Moses Allison, I always think about him. We'll play and you'll sort of hear him go as he plays. And he's playing. I mean, he's purposefully doing that as he plays. To do it with a wind instrument is really cool. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from, and how did you become the musician you are today?
Sure. So I started piano when I was 4 years old, and I started the flute when I was 9. I still play both. I went to Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio for my undergrad, and then moved to Pittsburgh a little over a year ago to pursue a master's at Carnegie Mellon University. I have one more year left there. And I love Pittsburgh. I'm planning to stick around. I'm really excited about this ensemble and where we're going.
That's terrific. And Nat 28, I'm sure you're asked the question a lot. Is it an acronym, or what does it stand for?
So we see our role as an ensemble as being very involved in the identity of Pittsburgh and its many cultures.
Oh, God.
And so
how did
Nat,
I miss that?
It is on the one hand an allusion to the Net of Pittsburghese. It also stands for New Arts Team, however, so it's got that double meaning. And 28 is the number of the main bridgeways in the city of Pittsburgh. And so we see bridging as a huge part of our mission, bridging service to music, bridging music to the other arts, bridging audiences and performers.
Yeah, I looked very carefully at your website and the bios of all of your players, even though I inflated their numbers a moment ago, and was just really impressed at the organization you've put together. And this is a relatively new organization too, right?
It is. We launched in June.
Wow. So I'm going to turn to Jean-Patrick again and just ask you about this group. And do you play an instrument as well?
Not really. I'm not as good with instruments.
Okay.
I just play a little electric guitar for fun, but more in a rock context.
I see. And are you with the group full time, or are you here today just representing, you know, a composer of one of the groups?
I'm full-time with the group. I'm also in charge of the programming. And, of course, I compose pieces for this beautiful ensemble.
They sound, and hearing everybody together would just be terrific, too. Now, the concert that you have coming up on the 7th, I think, is unique because it's all music inspired by world dance, right? Do I have that correct?
Yes, exactly.
And so it's being held, I think it's the Yan Lai Dance Studio, is that correct?
Yes.
And where is that located?
It's in the North Hills on Babcock Boulevard off of McKnight Road.
Okay, so you'll be able to attend this in a concert style. I suspect you might be able to get up and move around with the music. Is that true?
There will be live dance. There will be open space. Mm-hmm.
That sounds very good. When did you start composing? Tell me about yourself, Jean-Patrick.
So I started composing quite recently, we can say 4 years ago.
And what prompted you to do it?
This need to express myself in this kind of way. I was a performer in rock music, but I was fascinating with classical music and especially with contemporary classical music. And I think contemporary classical music and rock music and metal music also are really close, way closer than what we can imagine.
Yeah, I mentioned before about people who divide up music. I think music is more interrelated than a lot of folks feel. Tell me a little bit about your life. Where did you grow up and what brought you to Pittsburgh?
So I grew up in Bordeaux in France, capital of wine, beautiful city. And I moved to Pittsburgh, I think it was 3 years ago, almost. I studied at Carnegie Mellon for 1 year, and I felt in love with the city. It reminds me a little of Bordeaux, but in a bigger way, I can say.
Well, that's great to hear. I think we're going to be able to actually, speaking of great to hear you now, Will. We're going to use that mic.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes, you're there.
Excellent.
My apologies. Tell me, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Orlando, Florida. I grew up there and went to University of Florida for my undergrad, where I studied cello performance. Actually, prior to that, I was very active also studying piano and percussion. So I'm excited. I'm going to share a little bit of percussion today, going back to those roots. But yeah, after Orlando and University of Florida, I came to Pittsburgh for my master's at Carnegie Mellon, and I met these wonderful people, and now I'm here. Long story short.
How nice. So we have a university in common, in part, that brought you all together, mm-hmm. and three new Pittsburghers, too, yep. as a result of it, which is terrific. Now, I want to be sure, is there anything else we should mention about the concert? Did we get it's this coming Friday, and it's at Jan Lai Dance Studio, 8 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Or 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. Thank you. I think we have 8 on our website. We'll fix that.
Thank you.
And you should consider going to Nat28's website, because this is only the first concert.
Yep.
Their future concerts planned, including one in November, mm-hmm. As well. This will be our last chance to talk before you play the other selections you have prepared. Is there anything else we should make sure we say or mention?
Yeah, check out www.nat28.org. We have 5 concerts coming up this season, 1 in October, 1 in November, and 3 in the spring. We're really excited about it.
That's very ambitious, and it's got to be fun for you to hear the music coming out of your head played by other people. What are we going to hear next? Is this one of yours, or is this another composer?
No, it's still a piece by Reza Valli, Pittsburgh composer, great Pittsburgh composer.
And is Reza still living?
Yes. Oh, yeah, he's still living. He's still very active.
He's on faculty at Carnegie Mellon as well. He's a very prolific, fantastic Iranian composer, and we're playing all selections from his Folk Songs number 9.
Excellent. Well, here they are again. By the way, if you're tuned in for our birthday segment, we'll have that coming up in just a moment or two as we get ready now to take a chance to listen again to Zoe and Will from Nat 28. Thank you. That was incredible. Beautifully done. And our thanks to Zoe Sorrell, Will Teagarden, and John Patrick Bessengrand. And again, you can get additional information on them. I just posted a link to their website and a picture of all three of them, so you can take a look, and a link to their Facebook page. And the website is nat28, is it simply nat28.org? That's easy. Thank you.